Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Today on Skincare with Friends, Natalie and myself have done a remote recording talking about skincare conflicts. So a skincare conflict is two products that you shouldn't use at the same time. So this is mainly a Deciem invention, and we're talking about one of the big ones today, which is niacinamide and vitamin C. Whether you can use niacinamide at the same time as a pure vitamin C or any of its derivatives, whether it would be harmful for your skin, and we'll have a look at all the scientific evidence that shows whether or not this is a real thing. Enjoy.
Fine.
There we go, recording. There you go.
Okay.
Cool.
Should we say welcome to Skincare with Friends?
Yeah, let's say welcome to Skincare with Friends.
That's the first time I've ever like pipped you to the post and said welcome to Skincare with Friends. Don't think I've ever said it before.
No. There you go. It's your turn to say it.
After like 65 episodes. Yeah.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends and myself, Nia Patton, and young Natalie.
Oh, 41 years young.
Yeah. So tiny. You know,
so tiny. I am tiny, but I'm, you know, middle-aged. What is middle age? How old is middle age?
The middle of your life. The area of your life between halfway between birth and death. So it depends when you're going to die. If you're going to die when you're 25, then it's pretty much... 12 and a half.
Okay. I want to go out like my grandma did and was 91, but sort of had one too many G&Ts and just hit her head a wee bit.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was after my cousin's wedding.
Oh, hell's bells.
She was like, but at the same time, like 91 and so cool, still enjoying a drink, still smoking like 40 cigarettes a day, still would not leave the house without her turban, like her hair set.
I love that.
And a fur coat and lipstick. She was just incredible. But she was getting pissed off with life as well because she's like, Natty, everyone's dead. And I said, I know, Nine, everyone is dead.
Yeah.
Like her mates, you know, the people that she used to go to WI and stuff with.
Yeah.
So in a way, she didn't let, like, she wasn't taken away by an illness. She, like, unfortunately, at my auntie's house, she lost her footing.
Oh,
she hit her head on like, hard tile. And then, like, a week later, she passed away.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad. 91 and just went out like a bit of a rock star.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I'll take that.
I would take that. I would take Rona Wilson's exit from life.
Yeah. If we can choose. One. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah.
Great. Great. What have you been doing this week?
Nothing much.
Drink a vodka tonic.
Well, we've just, you know, we've had Halloween. I had a birthday, Halloween, and then fireworks night. So, you know, just doing kids things, and you know, the clocks went back, didn't they? Which is always a drama when you've got tiny children.
Drama.
Yeah,
it is drama with tiny children. Yeah, you have with your youngest. I'm sure that makes a massive difference. The other kids, are like, where? Really?
No, yeah, they've been screwed up, and
really.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my daughter does not give a shit.
No, they get they're getting tired at funny times and
really?
Waking up way too early.
Okay, I think that my daughter's tiredness and grumpiness is due to the fact that she's ingested a Halloween tub's worth of sugar in the half term week.
Yeah, there was a lot of sugar.
I did not put it down to the hour change at all. Just messing with my running routine because I can't go and run at 5 o'clock because it's pitch black.
Is it?
Well, it's dark at five. I don't want to run at five anymore.
No.
No, I did go for a run in the evening. We'll get to skincare in a sec now. I did go for a run in the evening and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done this in case I get raped. But I didn't get raped and I saw loads of bats. And I was like,
wicked. Yeah. Where did you go running?
Down by the river. By the tav. Yeah, it was amazing. All these bats flying around my head. I know.
That is so cool. They're teeny.
Teeny little bats. Yeah, going everywhere. I was buzzing.
They're well cute.
Yeah.
I have been running to Grangetown and Canton and places where there are coffee shops, and then I run.
Yeah.
And then I buy myself a coffee and beans, and then I run with the beans in my pocket, which is weirdo.
I'm a bean running weirdo going to dinners.
It sounds like maracas.
I do things like that sometimes. So I'm like, I'll run to the post office with a package or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just multitasking to the max.
Yeah. Really odd.
Yeah.
I've been running in the morning. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Let's get on to
the skincare bit. So this week, I would say we concluded our vitamin C trilogy, but we kind of didn't really, because this next episode does have a lot to do with vitamin C, because we are talking about contraindications.
No, it's not called contraindications. I'm going to get to why.
What's it called?
It's conflicts, skincare conflicts. Yeah.
What does contraindicate? What's the difference?
This is the thing about conflicts, that I think it's just like it's a invention that Deciem has created to make the whole thing sound more complex and enigmatic and difficult for everyone to understand, so that they're more interested in it and spend more brain time thinking about it
and schooling people on it as well.
Yeah.
And shouting on the internet about how you can't mix niacinamide and vitamin C.
Yeah, so they've got more to say, and we get more concerned and confused and come to them for more information because we're confused. And yeah, and I think that they did a post recently and they called it contraindications. But contraindication is a medical term and it doesn't mean what skincare you shouldn't use with other skincare. That's not the definition of a contraindication.
So you can only use that term in medical fields.
That's what it means. It's a medical term that means any specific condition in which a treatment could cause harm. So, you know, they're trying to make out that niacinamide plus vitamin C would cause harm, I would say, by calling it that.
Right.
I think they're overblowing it.
Contraindication is quite a popular term, though, isn't it? Now,
is it
in the skincare world? Yeah.
Okay.
That you think? Yeah. I see it. I see it lots.
Yeah.
Not just Deciem either.
Okay.
But yeah,
I think they're inflating the problem that using two items of skincare would cause.
Yeah.
Making it sound more medical.
So let's just call it conflicts.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's really is kind of part four of vitamin C, because vitamin C is the biggest conflict causer ever, or causes the most arguments in terms of what you can use and not use with vitamin C, just because because of its natural potency, I suppose.
Yeah. So it's acidity, probably.
Yeah. So this week we're talking really primarily about what, vitamin C and niacinamide?
Yeah. So, you know, there's quite a few conflicts that I'd like to talk about and figure out if they're real. So Deciem conflicts EUK 134 on the peptides, acids and resveratrol, peptides and acids, copper peptides and almost everything. So
I was going to say bloody everything.
So I thought that, you know, I could do all of that in one episode. And no, I started looking into the first one, niacinamide and vitamin C, and I fell down a rabbit hole of reading things. And so that's going to be this episode. There's lots to read. Yeah.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So what does Decium say?
Yeah.
Or what did Brandon say in the first place about
Brandon didn't say anything about specifically about vitamin C and niacinamide in his AMA. But I'll reference him at the end pretty much. But yeah, he didn't have anything to say. And I don't know if it was his idea to have these conflicts or not.
Right.
Yeah, in his because he did like a Facebook Live. We've talked about it before in 2017 about The Ordinary and all of the skincare that he made and his company. And yeah, so that was quite a long time ago now, 4 years.
Oh, God, so
quite a lot's changed.
So he passed away like 3 years ago then, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
2018.
Yep.
Wow.
I know. Bing bong. This is Corrections Corner. Actually, Brandon Truax died on the 20th of January, 2019.
Man, in a way, it seems like even longer. I don't know why. But, okay, so what the official line from Decium is what? What do they say about mixing vitamin C and
yeah, so on their actual website, there's nothing much other than you shouldn't use vitamin C and or the derivatives at all together.
Okay, routine.
Yeah, yeah, at the same time, like in the evening. So I was, looking through their comments on Instagram to try and find out, get some more clarification for that advice, because they didn't used to say that the derivatives were a conflict at all. It was just pure vitamin C, and suddenly the derivatives have been dragged into it. So I've been trying to find out more about what they say. And so this is the quote from their Instagram. We do not recommend combining vitamin C, brackets, L-ascorbic acid, ethylated ascorbic acid, or the vitamin C derivatives with niacinamide, as niacinamide has the potential to affect the integrity of vitamin C. When combined, this may cause a chemical discoloration of the product and increase the chances of developing facial flushing. If you wish to combine both products into a regimen, we recommend using them on alternate days and or nights. So, yeah.
So that, silly.
Yeah. So that gives me a bit more information about why we're not supposed to use them together.
Okay.
So we got a bit to go on there, because they don't give us any specific information. There's no study that they're pointing to say this advice is because of this study, or we've done experiments in our own lab and this happened. They're not giving us that information. So I had to sort of use what they'd said and delve into these statements to figure out if there's any validity to these ideas. So the concerns that Decium have are twofold: that niacinamide will hydrolyze and turn into niacin, which causes flushing, and that niacinamide and vitamin C will react and turn into something called niacinamide ascorbile on the skin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you get flushing with niacinamide?
I was just about to ask you whether you got flushing. No. But to be honest, it's been such a long time since I've actually bought niacinamide, either in powder or serum form from The Ordinary.
Yeah. And
if I was to get flushing from it, I would probably have put it down to something else. I know that sounds really silly.
Yeah.
But I know that a lot of people have always found that Decium's formulation, it's a high percentage. It's 10%, isn't it?
Yeah.
Niacinamide. So it's pretty high. And a lot of people don't like it. I'm not sure if flushing was the one thing that people said they didn't like.
No.
A lot of people said they got blemishes and just didn't agree with them. Flushing, I don't think I've ever noticed, really. What about you?
No flushing. Flushing is quite a specific thing. it's not just irritation or spots. It's it's like having a hot flash. So your skin goes very red, very temporarily. So it's, you know,
I get
over.
That from things, but not niacinamide.
No. What do you get it from?
Oh, yeah. That's generally my face when using tretinoin with hydroquinone, really.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I flush, and also I go red a lot easier, as in blush a lot easier.
Mm.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
And I don't really put it down to anything else, because that's the only thing that I'm using that's pretty potent.
Mm.
But yeah, not niacinamide for me.
No, neither nor me. I quite like fancy a bit of flushing. That sounds nice, to be pink. Maybe
I'm
not.
Pretty pink now.
You
I'm
are.
Just quite pink quite often.
Yeah, you're quite glowy these days.
I don't know why. It's so annoying.
Do you not like it?
Not really, because I can't control it. I know I'm saving a lot of money in blusher, but yeah,
it's really just something that's happening to you that you're like, oh heck, I'm red.
Yeah, I am red now.
You trying to cover it up with makeup?
No, god no,
fuck that,
no. Like, I, you know, because my skin feels like glowy. So it's like, I'll take it. Do you know what I mean? If I just get a little bit pink in the cheeks, I'll take that.
Yeah.
As a result of having nice glowy skin. I have got Allies of Skin retinol peptides overnight mask on my face. So it's tight. Mm. Can't move very much.
Oh, really?
But I got a sale of it. I just looked it up and it's £105.
Ooh. Ouch.
In real life.
But you didn't spend that much money on it.
I didn't buy the real life version, but it's part of a Caroline Hyron's.
Oh, one of those kits. Yeah, I've seen people talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Cool.
So your question is then, can niacinamide hydrolyze in the presence of vitamin C to form niacin? And this is a big problem. What's the problem with niacin?
Well, just that it causes flushing, really.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not harmful.
Okay.
It doesn't. Yeah, but for some people, it might cause flushing. So I'll start at the beginning of the niacinamide chemistry chat. I hope it's not really boring, but it whether it is or it isn't, I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay, do it.
So niacinamide is highly stable. So light and air don't degrade, like vitamin C is such a special snowflake, isn't it? You know, if it's out in the sun.
She's a bitch.
Yeah. And she's going off. So niacinamide doesn't have that problem. You can leave it, you know, sitting about and it's not going to go off in light or air. But it needs to have a neutral pH to be in a skincare formula. And vitamin C also has to be at a specific pH, which is very, very acidic. So that's where all the drama and chat about niacinamide plus ascorbic acid come in, because one's got to be neutral and one has to be acidic.
So how would, because there are some products now, I can't remember what they are, which have niacinamide in vitamin C in the same formulation.
Yeah, I think they are derivatives of vitamin C.
Okay.
Yeah. So plenty of those, isn't there? So everyone, you know, this whole thing about niacinamide and ascorbic acid shouldn't be used together is because at really high pHs or low pHs, niacinamide will hydrolyze to niacin. I think most of this theory comes from a study in 1962 by two scientists called Finn Holt and Higuchi on the rate of hydrolysis of niacinamide that said that niacinamide might break down at low pHs. So I've read the study, and the first sentence in it says that niacinamide is one of the most stable of vitamins in common use. It has been reported that a 10% niacinamide solution in water may be autoclaved at 120 degrees Celsius for 21 minutes without any degradation occurring.
Can we just go back to the verb autoclaved, please? And can you tell me what that means?
It's an autoclave is a machine that sterilizes instruments.
I see.
For medical use. So it's it's really hot, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why you're autoclaving it, but it was put at 120 degrees.
They just wanted to stress it out and see what happens.
Yeah, let's stick it in the autoclave, see what happens. It was totally fine.
Niacinamide is really cool.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever, bruv.
Yeah, just do whatever you want to me. Don't give a shit.
Yeah,
that's it. Look at me still working. Cool,
so
okay.
They try to sort of get the niacinamide to break down in its solution by doing things to it and seeing how it responded. And they had to put it in a different pHs at 90 degrees Celsius for like 100 days to get it to degrade to niacin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not what's going to be happening on one's face, is it?
Unlikely, yeah. So,
yeah,
you know, is... You're putting it with something at a low pH for a few minutes or seconds.
Yeah.
So the likelihood of you generating any niacin just by using them both at the same time is pretty slim.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the next bit that you've written about is even if that was going to happen.
Yes.
Why would that even be that bad?
Yeah. So is niacin even bad for your skin? Yes, it does cause flushing, but you know, some people don't get that flushing. So so I'm going to quote a study now by Levin and Momin in 2010. Some studies claim that niacinamide and niacin are readily converted into each other in vivo, while other studies speculate that niacinamide and niacin may have very different pharmaceutical activities despite having identical vitamin activities. In other words, niacin might have more benefits than topical niacinamide on the skin due to the fact that in addition to having the vitamin effects on skin, it may also have drug-mediated effects on the skin via interacting with nicotinic acid receptors in the skin. Yet the disadvantage of using niacin as a topical cosmeceutical is its unpleasant side effect of vasodilation that results in flushing. This is...
Okay.
So this effect is not harmful, but is intensely disliked by most patients. Mm-hmm. In contrast to niacin, niacinamide does not cause the flushing. So they're saying that niacin might actually be better for your skin than niacinamide, but it makes you red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a little bit like, you don't mind a flush, but that does feel like a shitty, it's kind of uncomfortable. Isn't
it? Really? Yeah. So if you're one of those people that does get a flush, then, you know, it's going
to
be.
So did you put that question out to the people of Instagram, didn't you? Did you get much back saying that people did experience flushing then from using
niacinamide?
Really?
Yeah, I got a few people responding to that. So, 14 of the 138 people who saw it said that they did get a flush.
Wow.
Yeah, so and one lady commented, she messaged me and said, for a year and a half I was convinced that I was sensitive to caprylic compounds, then I ran out of niacinamide before my refill and boom, peace was restored. Took some months to heal the inflammation and now my face is much happier.
Wow.
Smaller percentages are okay in formulations.
Sure. But,
okay, so it took months for it to heal it. So that's not exact, that doesn't sound like a flush to me.
No. Yes, a flush sounds like a one and done. It's a immediate reaction, but then subsides pretty quickly. So that sounds like, you know,
so
long lasting irritation.
Yeah, so you know, that's something different. That's, you know, not good either. But you know, if we're talking about niacinamide causing, you know, Desi, I'm saying don't use vitamin C with niacinamide because it causes flushing. Then, you know. How many people have actually had that reaction actually occur? It's, you know, we don't know, but you know, we can rest assured that if that is happening to you, that you're getting this sort of sudden red flush, that
yeah,
it's not really going to be causing you any harm. If you are getting niacinamide on your skin, it's actually still perfectly good for you and is still having skin benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting, you know, a reaction to the product, then that's a different matter. And you might want to stop using whatever it is that's causing irritation and spots, because that's not nice at all. And a completely different thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then just talking about it hydrolyzing. So niacinamide ascorbyl on the skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can form a yellow substance called niacinamide ascorbate.
Yeah.
So, right.
So that's the other part of the DECIEM warning about using them together, was that niacinamide can degrade the vitamin C. And so when they're together, vitamin C and niacinamide, they will form this other molecule called niacinamide ascorbyl. So it's like a derivative of vitamin C. It's an ascorbyl. Yeah, so, you know, this is something that's noted when vitamin C and niacinamide are in a solution together. And the pH has to be between 2 and 6-ish. And when the pH changes, the molecule breaks apart very easily. It's not a very strong molecule.
Okay.
And niacinamide ascorbate will change back to ascorbic acid and niacinamide very, very easily when the pH goes up to neutral. So, you know, this is something that's studied on solutions where niacinamide and vitamin C are, you know, dissolved and mixed in together. So that's also, you know, not the situation that's happening on the top of your skin when you're applying the two things at the same time. So, you know, and once the, so if you did have niacinamide ascorbyl on the top of your skin and it absorbed, once it got into your skin, it'll break apart into niacinamide and vitamin C separately.
Okay.
We, you know, to say, oh, you shouldn't use them together because this might happen, you'd think that the thing that they're warning you about would be something bad. But niacinamide ascorbyl has some benefits anyway. Like there's been studies that showed that it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just the flushing. the danger of flushing that they seem to be.
So, the theoretical danger of some benign temporary flushing.
Just really odd, isn't it? Because they seem very risk averse, but just about that one particular thing. Do you know what I mean? Like it just seems to be not commensurate with the risk. So say, for example, I would think of putting a big fucking warning on glycolic acid toning solution and saying stop using this on a daily basis.
This is really irritating.
Just relabel it.
It was the peel, isn't it? That's caused loads of burns.
And the peel, the AHA, BHA peel. I was just about to say, how come there aren't more warnings about how bloody dangerous that can be?
It should be in big letters, only use this on bone dry skin. Because people who are using it on wet or even slightly wet skin are getting chemical burns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stop using it all the time.
Mm.
I mean, I do you know what? I really have no tolerance for that at all, the AHA, BHA peel.
No.
It's really unpleasant.
It feels painful and I go, I don't know if I need to do this. Is it going to be helpful to me? No. I just don't ever chemically burning my face.
I think I probably would have fancied it perhaps about 15 years ago.
But
yeah, that's the thing. I think if you're like young, you're probably like, yeah, this is lush. So yeah, if it's such a great ingredient, why are people reacting to it? So you've already spoken about one of the feedbacks that was, you know, which doesn't, like you said, doesn't sound like it was actually flushing.
Not necessarily. You know, I don't know. I haven't interrogated these people who answered my Instagram poll about exactly what happened. And I haven't done that. I just don't know if they're up for an interrogation this evening.
No, I don't
But maybe they aren't pure flushing reactions.
Yeah. So what in niacinamide does cause a reaction?
Well, I don't know. You know,
the ordinary one.
Yeah. So the ordinary one is, you know, seems to get reactions more often than any other niacinamide product, because niacinamide isn't acidic. And it's not like retinol or tretinoin that gets the skin like turning over so much that it peels.
Mm. And it's in bloody everything now as well, because I guess because it's so stable and easy to use. But
why are so many people on the ordinary chat room complaining of small red spots, redness, and difficulties? And it could, you know, it could be the other ingredients in the formula.
Yeah,
like the zinc that's in there that could be irritating.
Right.
And maybe it's just that the percentage is so high, it's somehow causing irritation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said there as well that it's theoreticized like that it may improve the texture of skin by speeding up the turnover, hence acting like a very mild exfoliant. So perhaps that is irritating.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do the experts say about it then?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So because, you know, we're dealing with limited information, I was like, well, let's see what cosmetic chemists have to say. So Paula Begoon of Paula's Choice.
Like
she's pro the use of vitamin C with niacinamide. So she says, directly lifting from her website, it's important to point out that this concern applies only to pure vitamin C, not to its many other forms. Magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, tetrahexyl, decyl ascorbate, and ascorbyl glucoside. So to reiterate, combining ascorbic or L-ascorbic acid with niacinamide is fine. In short, many studies show a definite issue from combining niacinamide and I think my tongue is just tired of saying niacinamide and vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
It's got tired.
It's fine.
Doing
you're doing
that.
Fine.
I'm doing all right.
Okay. So even Paula says that only applies to pure vitamin C.
Yeah. So she discounts the derivatives altogether.
Mm-hmm.
She says, in short, any studies that show a definite issue from combining niacinamide and vitamin C were conducted in an environment that does not reflect your average skincare product's experience during development, manufacturing, or in real-world storage or usage, which, yeah.
Okay. I agree. And then you have another one there from Stephen Alan Coe. Is that kind of Stephen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's lush. Yeah,
he's great.
He wrote a huge blog about it, didn't he? I found him via Lab Muffin, I think. And
yeah
he's lush.
He's busy on Reddit. He is.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah he's you know, he spent, I think he spends a lot of time on skincare addiction. I don't know if he founded skincare addiction, but
okay,
feels like he's kind of, you know, in charge of it a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah. So if you do use them together, I don't think the evidence points to any disabling of their benefits or any skin damage.
So, yeah, I mean, you allude to this at the beginning when we were talking about, that's why the whole conflict came about in the first place, is that they need different pHs to work. So,
yeah.
So 2 and 2 = 5 meant that basically putting them together means they're both disabled and they don't work. Which is not the case.
No.
Okay.
So they don't appear to damage the skin.
Nope.
And it doesn't detract from either of their benefits.
Yes. And that's
yeah,
the most
cool.
That's for me the most important thing, because it's the worst thing you can imagine, isn't it? Not the worst thing, but, you know, one of the most frustrating things about using certain elements of skincare together and then realizing, oh shit, I might have just totally, completely ruined both, you know, wasted my money, because these two things should be used in the same.
Yeah. I worry about that with copper peptides all the time.
This is why I don't use or buy or touch copper peptides, because I just think, no, I'm not using you on your own. Boring life.
Yeah. But if you use it with anything else, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so I just won't use them. You like copper, don't you? Copper.
I don't know if I like. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if it's like the Emperor's New Coat, where everyone says it's great, and I use it, and I go, I think this might be good, but I can't tell if it is or not. I'm not entirely sure about it, to be honest.
Okay.
Because everyone says how great it is, so I feel like I must like it, but
okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I see anything when I use it or if I'm just imagining things.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
So, and then you went, you talked briefly before about the Ordinaries Q&A. So yeah. The Facebook for our listeners, the Ordinary chat room, is it called Ordinary and Decian?
I think it's called the Decian chat room on
Facebook. So his Brandon's Q&A that you were referring to before, that's still there. Then is it? You can okay.
Yep. Yeah. You can go and read it to this day.
Brilliant. Okay. So there's, like you said, it has been 4 years. So there's probably been some more research done, but the question that you saw that you think applies to the niacinamide and vitamin C conflict is, what are your thoughts on pH balancing your skin before active? Is it a necessary step in someone's routine to use an AHA BHA toner to lower their skin's pH, or to wait 20 to 30 minutes after cleansing to use actives? And what does it say?
So it says, it takes more than just basic contact with another formula applied to the skin to adjust the pH of another one so drastically to affect it. Only very susceptible ingredients such as EUK134 should ideally not be mixed with very acidic systems. I absolutely don't think it's essential in most cases to wait so long for pH adjustment.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's quite specific then,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he says, you can't use EUK134, but other things,
fine.
Just go for it. Yeah.
What susceptible ingredients in EUK134 that means that you shouldn't mix it with acids? Like, why?
So EUK, the active ingredient of EUK134, which is EUK134, is broken down very easily by acids, apparently.
It just breaks down and is therefore no use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
You know, we're going to get into that conflict at another date.
Conflict.
Can't wait for that. For me to try and find out information that's not there, because there won't be a study anywhere.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
so you've asked them DECIEM and they're not really...
They ain't sharing.
Pointing.
Because Prudvi, the chemist of DECIEM, did an AMA, Ask Me Anything on Reddit.
Okay.
And I asked that question, you know, what's going on? What evidence have you got that vitamin C derivatives shouldn't be used with niacinamide? I'd love to know. And he just didn't reply.
Bastard.
Yep. Okay. I know. It was like the whole AMA was very, very, it was like a PR was doing it. It didn't seem like.
Oh, no, really?
Prudvi was doing it. Yeah, it didn't. There was no, you know, like people said, I'd love this product. And the answer was like, thank you for your feedback.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I asked. Okay. So so you're saying that's a relatively new conflict about the derivatives of vitamin C.
Yes.
So, and there, like you've said before, there are other brands who formulate derivatives, bland brands.
Freudian slip.
Then. Yeah. with niacinamide in the same product. So how bad can it be? And then, for example, Face Theory CeraCe Toner and Amyl Whip Moisturizer. So both of those things have derivatives and niacinamide.
Got sodium ascorbyl phosphate and niacinamide formulated together in a solution, sitting together next to each other in my cupboard right now. Mm. And they, their chemist doesn't have a problem with those two things being together.
Yeah.
So what is DECIEM on about? I don't understand. Why wouldn't they tell us?
Okay. So basically, Brandon had previously said, skincare products don't drastically affect other ones when applied to the skin. So that's unlikely, really, that niacinamide and vitamin C will react with each other in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the take-home message of the whole podcast.
Okay.
So niacinamide could be created in a reaction at very low pHs, but mm-hmm. these are under totally different situations that you would create when you're putting things on your face. You yep. don't heat your face up to 90 degrees and keep it 90 degrees for 100 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
don't
do you?
It. No, just don't do it. Vitamin C and niacinamide can react to create niacinamide ascorbate. But similarly, this is unlikely yep. to happen in real life.
Yeah, because, and
even if it did, it has skin benefits.
Yeah, exactly. So it wouldn't matter even if it did happen. So, Dessian warned that, there may be degradation of the vitamin C and discoloration. So that's what they mean, is that this substance will be created.
Yeah.
So, how would that be created on the surface of your skin? It's got skin benefits anyway, so it's fine even if that does happen. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So...
And what else have we said? So a small percentage of people do react to niacin to cause mm-hmm. a skin flushing reaction. So if you are sensitive, you may want to be more careful with the way you use niacinamide.
Yeah.
And according to all the information and research that you've been reading, any risk in using mm-hmm. the two together is theoretical. It seems like it's okay to use niacinamide with vitamin C in pretty much any form, unless, like you said, Desiem knows something that they're just not telling us yet.
Yeah.
There may be people who are particularly sensitive to the pairing. So I guess if you have reported flushing with niacinamide and you are susceptible to, I'm more likely to flush with a potent vitamin C.
Exactly.
Perhaps be careful. But yeah, so if you are, just stop using it if you get any issues. So
issues, So you might be having problems with the ordinary niacinamide without using vitamin C with it.
Yeah, sure.
Find a different niacinamide, because it does seem to cause problems for quite a lot of people. Mm. But yeah, as far as I can tell, niacinamide and vitamin C is not as hazardous as Desiem make it appear.
Good.
Don't
I know
worry.
I felt really bad, because a friend of mine, Lucy, who basically asked what I could suggest, and so I just said, well, these are things that I use when I first started taking care of my skin. And then pretty much she went, about 6 weeks later, she's like, I got spots all over my face. And I was like, it could be the niacinamide, pretty strong. But obviously when you're new, she was just like, I'll just chuck it all away and stop using all of it. And I was like, no, don't do that, please.
No, this is the first part of the journey of experimentation.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think she just basically cleanses and uses a sunscreen, which is fine, but
that's something, isn't it? As long as she's using sunscreen.
Exactly. So yeah, that's great. Oh, and you've put a little bit at the bottom. We had top listenerships from, where is Boardman? I went to look this up.
Yeah, I don't know. Boardman USA. Like, our top listening places in the world this week are Boardman USA, Dublin, Ireland, and Saint-Nom-la-Bretèche. How would you say that, Natalie?
Saint-Nom-la-Bretèche. Yeah.
Bretèche.
You did. But that sounds like a Breton word, doesn't it? Bretèche. Mm. And that's an unusual name. Saint Norm, because Norm just means name. Saint name. Yeah. That doesn't sound, you've made that up, Nia, when you were drunk.
I didn't make it up. It's what the computer told me.
The computer's been drinking. Boardman, USA. Ooh, Oregon. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, lovely.
Always wanted to go. So thank you to whoever in Oregon.
Somebody's listening hard in Oregon. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah. I hope it's Nia's knowledge as well as our accents that are drawing you to this podcast.
Why are you listening?
Keeping you here. Thank you so much.
Ooh, so Nom-la-Bretèche is super close to Paris.
No way.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's really close. It has an église.
Pretty. That is French for church, everybody. Brilliant. And Dublin, well, we know where Dublin is.
Yeah, I love Dublin. Do you like Dublin? Have you been to Dublin?
I've never been.
You're joking me.
No. I know, it's so bad.
Mate, get on it. It's so fun.
But the only reason Dublin. Let's go. Let's go find the person who's listening.
Yeah. Just knock on the door. Ooh.
Cuckoo. I'd love to go, although, you know, I'm just put off by the price of, because everyone always says about Dublin how expensive it is.
It's quite expensive, yeah.
But no, let's go anyway. Sod it, let's just go. Skincare with Friends trip to Dublin. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing. And Saint Nom-la-Bretèche as well. Well, go if it's near Paris. I mean, that's pretty cool. As in in the Aron, like the banlieue, sort of near.
In the Arancini. I don't know. Yeah, it's the Seine is like just above it. I think you could probably walk.
Wicked. It's a wealthy commune.
I have no idea.
Described.
I can't make out the scale of the map. Yeah.
Wikipedia say it's a wealthy commune.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's by Versailles. Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
So, yeah. So have you learned anything from that information I spewed at you?
Yeah. I've learned lots. I learned that I didn't realise that Decium had applied to the conflict. Now I know what our contraindication is. So that's my one big takeaway. I've learned that I didn't realise that Decium had gone even more arse covery and included all of the derivatives of vitamin C in their blanket ban. On mixing with niacinamide. Had no idea. Or using in the same, at the same time. No idea.
Yeah.
And also I didn't realize that, you know, even if the worst came to the worst, it wouldn't be a bad thing anyway, even if it was converted
even
to
if the exact thing that they're warning us about happened, it would be fine anyway.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. And it's probably not going to happen. But people are having reactions from it for a different reason anyway, so.
It's just too strong.
Something about it that doesn't agree with people's skin.
Like you say, it could possibly be the zinc though as well, because that does piss people's skin off as well, doesn't it? So I don't know what the zinc concentration is. Is
1%, I believe. Oh,
okay.
So that's probably quite high. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. You know, I wish I had like some sort of chemistry lab and a bunch of people's faces to test things on in my house.
I mean,
and then I could find them.
Speaking of people's faces, Hayden's bought.
You've got children. Yeah,
you've got kids. Child one. Oh, I'm like, Mummy, no.
Stop it.
Speaking of people's faces, Hayden bought a bald dummy, a doll's head. Like a mannequin head, so that he can test different the face in different photography lights for when he's filming.
Okay, fun.
But he put it in between our pillows But he just went. You woke up. He just told me this morning. He was like, "Did you see the doll head?" And I was like, "No." And he went, "Yeah, you woke up. Like, looked at it." And went and like peacefully went back to sleep again. just Derek.
You couldn't
Derek
remember having noticed it.
And like snuggling up next to just a head.
How funny.
I know. But you can test on my face whenever you like. I like having my face skin tested, played with.
All right then.
So we're going to do perhaps a few parts to this. maybe just two parts. Maybe 16.
I'll just start looking into it and get really angry because there's no information about why any of these things shouldn't be used together, and I'm just going to start swearing.
To talk next about conflicts with retinol or
retinol. I don't think there's that many conflicts with retinol.
Okay.
We could try and just squeeze all the other conflicts in, them in. And then I want to slide out of the back of that podcast right into, are copper peptides any good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Did Dr. Natalia slag them off? Can't remember.
Yeah, of course she did. She thinks everyone should just use tretinoin and Vaseline. And that's the end of the story.
I know. She did a bit of a rant about toners and how they were completely pointless. But everything, and actually I love listening to her because she's clearly a knowledgeable person. This is Dr. Natalia Spearings, by the way. Who is sort of, you know, prolific on mainly Instagram, but probably everywhere. But she likes to sort of be quite conflicting herself in her beliefs. Yeah. So she does advocate for a very simple skincare routine. But what she was saying about, you know, basically she's doing a series about pointless skincare products.
Yeah, don't waste your money on this.
Yeah, throw out. And she was talking about toners. Have you seen this latest one?
No, I don't know. You know, sometimes she winds me up and I avoid her, to be honest.
So I like watching her. But she would basically say, like, don't waste your money on toners. But everything she was saying about toners was very as if toners were just basically the Clinique very high alcohol drying, super irritating, tight face toners.
Yeah, there's lots of different things that could be called toners, isn't there, at this point?
I was thinking, oh, that's really strange that you would just concentrate on quite an, like an outmoded, because not many people think of toners as doing those things. You think of sort of, like, you know, lightweight hydrating toners and all that.
Pyeongkangyul.
Yeah. So I did think then I'd love to do an episode on everything that falls under the umbrella term of toners. I know we've done like seven.
We have done it before. I think we were like, I remember the one, I think we were, it was my birthday and we were drunk in your house.
Yeah.
I remember mouthing off about what the hell is a toner anyway?
No,
what does it mean? Does it mean anything?
Were we talking about the Korean Seven Skins though? So yeah, I think it was
maybe.
Yeah. So it would be really good to do a drill down into everything that falls under the umbrella.
Well, that's the thing. It's just that toner doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Anything specific. So, you know, you could call anything a toner if you fancy.
Cool.
It could mean anything. You know, there's exfoliation, hydration, whatever the hell Clinique is supposedly doing, closing pores or something. I don't know.
Dry your face off, I think.
Yeah, just dry it up the fuck out for no apparent reason.
Mm. Okay, so we've got lots to talk about next time.
We've got loads, so much to talk about.
Next time on conflicts, and then we'll segue into copper peptides.
Yeah, if you ever thought that we were going to dry up of content, you're wrong.
You're just going to keep on going.
Yeah, like a weirdo in the night.
Yeah.
Reading.
You are the weirdo in the night that does the research.
Yeah, that's me, You just lounge about in your dressing gown.
Get out.
Looking beautiful and pink.
Very, very pink. Do you not find that you get red? Well, you've been running for years anyway, but I just find that my skin is definitely more susceptible to flushing. Now I'm exercising a lot outside.
Yeah, I'd say so. A bit more sort of pink underneath your eyes.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, so I did a really nice run on the beaches in Barry, like from the Knapp to Barry Island, like across the three bays, which is a really nice run. And I was just wearing, you know, just regular running trousers, but like a short, yoga-y top with like my running bra on underneath, but the yoga-y top is quite like lightweight and flappy, and there must have been a bit where like the top rode up a bit, and I was running towards a guy and he had a really irritated look on his face, and then he looked at me and went like, as in like, pull your fucking top down, you know.
Oh my god,
like cover yourself up.
Like, you're like, fuck off.
Really weird. I'm not in church. I'm just running. Like, it's really strange. I thought, God, that's weird. He just looks so annoyed. Not like turned on.
No, just like really angry about the flesh that he'd seen.
Just saw a
bloody spot. Women and your tops.
It's really odd.
How bizarre.
Like, what's happened here? Yeah, very, very odd. People are strange. Yeah. So what have you got planned for this week?
Nothing. That's nothing, nice. Which is great. I'm happy about that. Nothing good, nothing big, nothing stressful. I've got to learn how to resuscitate people tomorrow.
Cool.
Yep. It's always handy to know.
Yeah, that is.
Apparently, handy. In times of COVID, we should just lift their top over their face while we're resuscitating them so that we don't get COVID off them.
That would not make the angry, irritated man who I ran towards.
No, the angry man would not like to see that CPR being done.
He would actually come back to life and be like, what, don't you dare you pull my top.
We do not like to see tops being ridden up.
That's interesting. Okay, cool. Let me know how that goes. I'm going to Derbyshire for a work conference.
Oh, wow. That sounds really nice.
2 days.
Is it nice?
It's interesting. The food is free and abundant. I've never seen so much buffet in my life, as is the booze, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it should be quite fun.
Yeah, that sounds good. Enjoy that.
Thank you. I will. Okay. We can do same time next week if you like.
Cool, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's smash it out.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop recording soon. So let's say goodbye to our listeners in Santnam, Dublin, Boardman, USA.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We're on our Instagram. I don't like saying all this stuff. It makes me feel awkward.
People love it.
We're on our Instagram, Skincare with Friends, and Facebook group, Skincare with Friends again, and Nia Patton Looks, and Natalie, or is it SWF?
Natalie
SWF. Come and find us, come and talk to us, like and subscribe, and we'll be back next week by the sound of it. Woo.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, unless I feel like it, but I'll be here.
Wicked, okay. I'll be here too.
Okay. Fab. Cheers, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.